Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. I'm at the Hilton, Washington, where the SBA has chosen to celebrate Small Business Week. We've got so many things going on here today, and actually all week long. We've already done quite a few things. As you may know, folks, I'm a member of the National Advisory Council, the SBA's National Advisory Council. We've been having some of those meetings already this week. Got some more to come today. Tomorrow, I'll be broadcasting live all week here at the SBA Expo, and tomorrow night I'm excited about some of the things we're going to be doing. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. I want to get Michael Barrera in here, folks. Michael is an old friend of ours. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a longtime member of the SBA senior management. He's started out as national ombudsman. But, folks, you know how we have to wear so many hats? We have so many hats to wear. We have all these different jobs to wear when we're small business owners. Well, Michael's kind of that guy in the SBA. He wears so many different hats. I can't even remember all of them. I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about him. But right now, I'm just going to say it's Michael Barrera. He's National Ombudsman. I know about that title, but more importantly, he's our friend. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Jim, so glad to be back. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Thanks for the hospitality.
Oh, thank you.
Michael, speaking of all those hats, now I want you just to sort of reel off all the different things that you do for the SBA, or have done.
Oh, you know, we've talked before, Jim, about my history, and my parents opened a restaurant. And I think the restaurant is the epitome of a small business. You have to wear so many hats. You had to be head of the HR department, the legal department, the every single department there is. Myself, I've been very, very lucky. I'm National Ombudsman. I love that position.
Tell us what that means.
The National Ombudsman is almost like the troubleshooter for small business. When a small business has difficulties with a federal agency, they can come to my office. We'll take that concern. We'll take it to the senior management at that federal agency, and let's make sure that they're being treated fairly. So it's an issue that we can take to make sure that they're being treated fairly by everyone that they come in contact with.
One of the things that I know, Tom Sullivan's advocacy office tries to solve those problems before they happen.
He's my good friend.
But when they slip through the cracks anyway, and something happens that gets through a bill, a law, a regulation or something that inappropriately hurts a small business or hurts a segment or a small business, then that's where your office comes in, right? To try to fix something that slipped through the cracks.
What exactly? Tom works with those regulations before they become regulation. What is the impact going to be on small business? The regulation passes. Then at that point, you've got to make sure that they're being enforced fairly. And when they're not being enforced fairly, they can come to our office. Mm-hmm. So it's a great partnership with the Office of Advocacy.
A lot of people don't know that there's a guy like you and an office like yours available to them. It almost breaks my heart, Michael, when I think of the small business owners that are out there who this is kind of thing is happening to them, and they don't know where to turn because they haven't learned about you guys. And that's one of my missions in life, is to make sure that they know about the Michael Barrera and all the folks you have working for you and with you. So tell them how they can contact you.
Well, you've been one of our best advocates, Jim, and we really appreciate you, everything you've done. But, you know, it's sba.gov/forward/ whatever you prefer, and it's ombudsman. And they can go right there, and they can contact us, and our staff is excellent about responding immediately to their concerns.
And that's ombudsman, I think.
Correct. Correct.
I looked it up, folks. And you can, too, but go to sba.gov/ombudsman.
Exactly.
And find out about that, and there's probably a phone number there they can call, or they can probably email or whatever. I know you probably prefer that they email, but a phone call, it would work, too, right?
You know, it's 1-888-REG-FAIR.
RegFair, that's right.
RegFair, 1-888-REGFAIR. They can contact that and call us directly, and we will take their concerns.
Speaking of RegFair, tell us about, you've got some RegFair stuff going on too.
Yes, we've had some great hearings this year. Our first
Regulation Fairness.
Actually, we're going to be going to Rockford, Illinois here real soon in a couple weeks, and actually working with the chairman of the House Small Business Committee and Chairman Manzullo.
Right.
We'll be having a hearing in
Who
Rockford.
Spoke to the National Advisory Council yesterday.
Exactly.
He's a
passionate advocate.
He's going to be on the show Thursday.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. We're looking forward to going down and working with them. We'll be in Mobile, Alabama here real soon. We're also going to be going to South Dakota, North Dakota this year. We'll be going all over the country again. Fresno, so we're looking forward to getting back out there.
Well, that's good. And how many Rec Fairs did you do last year?
Last year we did about 18.
That's great.
And it's, we're all
and you've been doing this now since, I mean, you hit the ground running with Rec Fair, didn't you?
It really was. You know, when I first started, my first Rec Fair was in Rhode Island. And when I went up there, just before I even came into the office, went up to Rhode Island, and then they had a lobster and crab boil.
That's tough duty, wasn't it?
This is a great job. And, you know, but I've realized life for a small business is not about lobster boils and crab boils. And it's been a great experience. I've been all over the country. I've said anywhere from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine, Alaska to Southern Florida, and it's been an unbelievable experience.
Well, it's been great having you as part of the SBA because, folks, you can tell by Michael's voice, he's a great guy. He believes in what he's doing. He believes in you and me, too, ladies and gentlemen. This is the kind of folks. Michael Pereira is a good example of the kind of folks that you'll meet at the SBA. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other things Michael does, including business matchmaking. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're in an awful fix. We're back at 7. Yeah, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Small Business News, the SBA's Expo 05 at the Hilton Washington, beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm up here all week broadcasting, celebrating Small Business Week with the SBA. This is Small Business Week, but of course, folks, as you know, like the SBA, I celebrate small business every week. Michael Pereira is our guest and our good friend, and Michael, they're worthy. Small business owners are worthy people to celebrate, aren't they?
Oh, it's fantastic being around these folks. You know, as Ronald Reagan used to say, they're America's cowboys now. I mean, they're the ones that take the risk, go out there, and they keep this country moving.
Absolutely, Michael. Some of the other things that you do I know that you've your national ombudsman. Also, you've taken on recently Associate Deputy Administrator for Capital Access. Tell us what that means.
Well, what that is, you know, as the administrator always says, is that, you know, for small businesses to survive, they need that oxygen, and that oxygen is the capital,
right,
the loans that they need. And but the SBA has done a tremendous job on that the last couple of years. We know with the support of the president and support of the administrator, you know, when we first got here, we had about $9 billion in authorizations. With the president's help, we've run out to $16 billion
Wow.
that we can loan small businesses. You know, our loans, we were averaging about $40,000 a year. Now we're looking at almost doing close to 100,000 loans to small businesses. And that's the oxygen that they need to...
Was it 41,000 in 01 that was when you guys got here? About 41,000.
Correct.
Now almost 100,000. You're projecting 100,000 loans.
We're going to be close to 100,000.
In 05.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That's your, and then, you know...
Do you have any estimate of the number of dollars?
Close to $16 billion.
And folks, those are loan guarantees. Remember now... The SBA doesn't actually loan money. They guarantee loans through a lending institution like your local bank.
Correct. And we encourage you, go to your local bank, you know, get that business plan ready to go. If you want to expand, you need money for your operating expenses, go check out what we can do for you.
What's the lowest number?
I think our average is about $30,000 for the lowest number. So, but we can, I mean, bring in that business plan and we'll look at it.
But can it go as low as like $15,000?
We have some loans that can do
that. They go that low. And then as high as maybe $1 million, $2 million?
$2 million, up to $2 million.
Yeah. And of course, tomorrow night we're going to recognize some Hall of Fame companies who started out small and with the help of the SBA became large and very successful national icons.
Oh, exactly. We've had some great success stories. I mean, and these Hall of Famers they celebrate small business when you look at some of their success stories. You know, business like AOL, business like Callaway Golf.
Right.
Business like Quiznos. It's just been tremendous.
FedEx,
mm-hmm. Compact, Staples. These are all businesses that started small. And that's the most amazing thing about small businesses. You're not just born, for the most part, a large corporation.
Right.
A lot of them started in their garages.
Henry Ford.
Exactly. Columbia Sportswear, this is an amazing woman who started, you know, everybody's heard about that, and just how they start and they move forward, and they not only what's so great about it is that small businesses become big businesses, and they, as they become big, they hire more people. They're job creators.
Mm-hmm.
But the cycle continues because they start doing business with small business. They become icons of the community. It's just a tremendous story.
Well, and you mentioned the lady who founded Columbia Sportswear, Melanie Sablehouse,
yes.
Deputy Administrator, is going to be on the next hour, She has the funniest story to tell, and I'm going to get her to tell that story, folks, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. This is the coolest story, and ladies, especially, you're going to love this story, and I know you've heard it many times. I've heard it a couple of times already this week, and it's a lot of fun. Some of the other hats you wear, you're also working with the business matchmaking.
I'm still kind of involved in that, and that's been a tremendous success for the SBA. Again, you know, when we started this, you know, one of the things that we realized is that businesses need to get contacts before they get that contract. And we all know here in the Beltway, Washington, D.C., that's where most of those contacts and contracts are being made. So we decided we need to take that outside of the Beltway.
The Beltway folks traveling out to the hinterlands, out to flyover America, and meet with small business owners.
Oh, exactly. And it's so interesting that many small businesses throughout the country didn't know the process.
Right.
So by taking these buyers outside the Beltway, we were able to bring them together. And it's been a tremendous success.
Well, and even though many decisions are being made here inside the Beltway, the actual delivery of the products and services are out there all across the country.
Exactly. And not even that, Jim. What's been so great about it is that what we've been able to do is introduce new ideas that these small businesses have. Small businesses are the innovators.
That's right.
We've been able to introduce these new ideas to these buyers that they never even thought of. Mm-hmm. We've been able to introduce these sellers, these small businesses, to their new ideas, to buyers that they never even thought of, and it's been tremendous. And we've been able to document over $30 million in contracts so far.
Wow.
Over 25,000 one-on-one appointments. This is fantastic. If we didn't do any more, we know these appointments are going to lead to millions more in contracts.
Follow-up contracts. There's no question about it. And take us through a little bit about how this works.
Well, the way it works is that we have two different types of business matchmaking. We have the one-on-one, live ones. We're doing one here in Washington, D.C.
Right.
We're going in June 6th. We're going to Pasadena, California. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing one with the Hispanic Chamber. It's in conjunction with the Hispanic Chamber in Milwaukee on September 14th. So those are the ones where you actually sign up ahead of time. There's a training course online now. And that's anyone can take that training course online, whether you're going to that event or not.
And that's at businessmatchmaking.com.
Businessmatchmaking.com. And it's an hour training course. It's very informative. It's very fun to watch.
And it also, in addition to training, it'll actually help you understand whether you actually need to attend one of these?
Exactly. It kind of tells you what some of the things that these buyers will be looking for and tells you if you're ready or not, because I think you need to be ready to come to this.
Right.
Because you have to have that capacity.
And these are government government agencies and or government contractors.
And corporations,
right, who are government contractors. And they're doing business. They've got contracts themselves to do business. And they, like the government, have a mandate to do 23% of their business with small business.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's what it's all about, folks. Businessmatchmaking.com. I'm going to keep telling you about it until you get it. I think it may be the most successful and the most important program after the loan program that the SBA has. Tintil, we're going to be right back with our good friend Michael Pereira. He's with the SBA. I'm Jim Lassingame. Stay with us. We're back. Mr. Mark Knopfler on vocals there. A little amazing rhythm. No, that's Dire Straits. That's right. That's Dire Straits. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, folks. I'm in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. I love coming to Washington. A lot of cool folks here. I know sometimes people kind of, cast aspersions at Washington, but it's a cool place. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. It may be one of the prettiest urban places that I've ever been in. And folks, if you get a chance to come here, I hope you will. I'm visiting with my good friend Michael Barrera. Folks, he's a great friend of small businesses. Michael's been a member of our Brain Trust now for going on 4 years. And Michael, I appreciate all the extra effort, not only that you give to small business owners, but I appreciate your friendship.
Well, Jim, you were one of the first interviews that I had, and I've always liked coming back. You're making me a star, and I love you for that.
I trained you, right, didn't I?
You trained me.
Michael, I want you to give us some numbers on how many people you think are going to be here. Now, this one today, the business matchmaking event today, concurrently with the expo, is kind of a compressed one. It's like a one-day thing. Typically,
Correct.
They're 2 days, right?
Yes.
But this is a one-day thing. But even in this one-day event, I want you to tell us some numbers. What kind of, how many people, that kind of thing?
We have about 400 businesses, small businesses, which represents about 600 people. And normally for our business matchmaker, we get close to 1,000
right.
and 3,000 appointments. But just in this three-quarters of a day that we have this, we've got these number of people. We're having about 1,300 appointments.
1,300, folks, today there will be 1,300 15-minute appointments.
And what's so amazing about that, Jim, what we're finding now, as you mentioned earlier in your earlier show, people are following us as we go along.
Yeah, groupies.
Groupies. They're business, but they're business.
Not quite like rock star groupies, much to my dismay, but
but they're the epitome of a small business.
Yeah, they're so passionate about it.
They will
this.
Go where the business is.
Yeah.
And what's so amazing about these business matchmaking now, anybody wants to come, please, please, please sign up early.
Yeah.
Because
they
we had
do that
one
online
Nashville.
At businessmatchmaking.com.
Exactly. On yeah. one we had in Nashville, we had to turn 500 people away.
Right.
And because this is something, do not, this is, small businesses are like people in general. There's a tendency to procrastinate.
Right.
This is not a procrastination program.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that the reason I like to talk about this, I'm trying to let people know this is not a fly-by-night situation. This is a long-term commitment by the SBA and your sponsors and by me. And this is something that you know, folks, if you sell anything from toothpicks to missiles, that the government or a contractor can use, you can sell it to these people. You can find somebody who will at least listen to you, and if you got your cornflakes together, they may buy from you.
Oh, exactly. And, Jim, this program is really the epitome of this administration, the president's commitment to small business. He wants us to come up with things that will work, things that will bring results, and things that will be around for a while. And this is just the epitome of the administrator's vision, the president's commitment, and I think we're fulfilling all of those things.
Michael, we got a couple of minutes left. What are some last thoughts? Tell us about some of the other stuff you've been working on.
Well, Jim, it's so great about the SBA, and I've never seen the SBA do better. I mean, we are truly a business partner with people. We took a small business attitude to running a business and brought it to the SBA. We're results-oriented. We look at programs. If they're not working, we first see if we can fix it. If it still doesn't work after that, let's just go to a different direction. And we've got our employees who are fantastic people. You know, you often hear about the term federal bureaucrats. But what I found at the SBA, we have true public servants mm-hmm. that truly care about small business.
And they're out there in the field, in the districts, in the regions. I met many old friends last night. We had a dinner with the field force, the regional directors, the district directors, mm-hmm. many of the employees. We saw a lot of those folks again last night. And these are people who are out there, and I encourage people to find out where their SBA office is, the nearest SBA office is, and get to know those people.
And it's easy to find. If you go to our website, sba.gov, right. And again, we're getting over a million hits on that a week.
Congratulations.
And I get asked many times, who's going to your website? And when they ask me, I say, well, that's your competition if you haven't been there. And because people want to learn to right. be the best, and you can learn so much about small business, how to get that business plan, how to get ready for your financing on our website.
Michael, what's next for Michael Barrera?
Well, you know, I'm so happy where I am right now. As you said, Washington, D.C. is a great place, and we'll just see where it goes.
What's the next job? I mean, I know they got some other stuff. I mean, you're so handy. Well, you're like a utility infielder,
well,
aren't
what,
you?
When people look at who's going to be the first next person to leave the SBA, then I'm automatically, are you going to do this job, Mike? And I go, no, I'm happy where I am. And I have so many hats now because I have a big head. It's because I do a lot of different things.
Michael, when you leave, when you decide to leave the SBA, please give me your resume. I'm probably going to need somebody like you.
I want to be a star like you someday, Jim.
I think you'd be getting demoted. Hey, Michael, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Good job, and thanks for your friendship.
Thank you.
Michael Barrera, ladies and gentlemen, the National Ombudsman for the Small Business Administration. It's time to go for this hour. But whatever you do, don't go away, folks, because I'm going to be back. Got one more hour. Buckle your seatbelts. In the next hour, Melanie Sablehouse is going to be here. She's not a woman. She is a force. And she's going to be here. We got some good stuff to talk about. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you in a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.